How's it going? This is your H-Town Wheelhouse podcast coming to you live from somewhere in between League City and Pearland, Texas. That's right, folks. Man, what a great win for the Astros in the afternoon, getting a win 3-2 against the Baltimore Orioles and the series sweep. Today we're going to talk about the Astros' usage or non-usage of Ken Giles in these first six games. First six, seven games. We're going to also talk about Brad Peacock and what potential he has to maybe ramp up his role or his role to change over the season. Dallas Keuchel and the lack of run support, as well just the fact that everybody else seems to be rolling in the lineup. Now, three runs isn't exactly rolling. Four or five hits isn't exactly an explosive offense, but they're doing what they need to do to get the wins. They played some old-fashioned National League small ball, so let's get into our first segment regarding Ken Giles. All right, let's talk about the use of Ken Giles or the lack thereof. Now, A.J. Hinch was asked after the game if there was a closer controversy or if there was no confidence in Giles, and he said, of course not. He's our guy. He's always been our guy. He's not going to stop being our guy. He put Brad Peacock in. Brad Peacock rolled through three innings, not just rolled, steamrolled through three innings, getting five strikeouts. He was just phenomenal yesterday. We saw Brad Peacock last year go 13-2 and just was lights out. Probably had one of the best seasons as a pitcher in both leagues. When you look at his numbers, his ERA, and all the stats that are important to pitchers, he just was stellar. Now, do we sit there and wonder what's going on with Giles, or do we go, how does this affect Giles? Mentally, as a closer, that's got to be one of the hardest roles. It's like, here's the ball, no pressure, we're only up by one. Why don't you go ahead and save us the game? Oh, by the way, don't give up a home run, don't walk anybody, and please get some strikeouts, let's go home. And being a closer is tough. And Ken Giles, if you look at his numbers last year compared to 2016, they were far better. He had a lower ERA. He had twice as many saves as he did the year before, 34 saves, one of the top closers in the entire major leagues. And I would venture to say one of the top five, if not six or seven, best relievers in the game last season. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that, but he really was. Yes, he went to the playoffs. Yes, he wasn't stellar, but he's got the ability to be. But then you got Brad Peacock, a young, fire-breathing dragon of a pitcher, and I'm not talking about Devinsky, and Brad Peacock. Bradley J is the man. He has potential to be a starter. He's going to grind and do everything he needs to do when he gets out there to help the team. So what do? I say you keep going with Bradley J. Peacock, the 13th. Or I don't know. I just know this guy needs to be treated like royalty. If he keeps doing stuff like this, and Ken Giles may have to be a setup guy, and you may have to reverse roles. That's why the Astros are on top and why they're so dangerous. Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel has not recorded a win in his first two starts. Is that a Dallas Keuchel issue, or is it a team issue when he gets on the mound? When I say team issue, last game that he pitched, they only scored one run while he was in the game. When he was in Arlington, they only scored a couple. He's not getting the six runs per game run support that the other pitchers have gotten. So that right there presents in itself issues. You don't have to be stellar to win in this league. You don't even have to be elite. But you do have to have at least two or three runs to put you in a good position. So is there a concern about Keuchel? We know it's more than likely not health because it's so early in the year. But then again, he has been unhealthy before, not said anything till after the season was over. And you've got to wonder what's going on. I think personally, he's pressing a lot. I think personally, he's coming in a little tight. That's why he is giving up the hits and the runs. He is going to be a free agent. But it is an anomaly, I think, and just a happenstance that the Astros' run production is severely reduced when Keuchel's on the mound. It's not like they say, oh, well, let's not hit the ball. That's not the case. But it is strange how when he's on the mound, they don't have the run production. Now, if that continues and that becomes a pattern, then they'll definitely have to look at seeing what they can do to get him more run support, because mentally that's going to take a toll on him as a pitcher. The bottom line is this. I think Keuchel is fine. But if we see two or three more starts where he's not getting run support, you have to wonder what's going on there. It may be nothing. It may just be baseball. And that's the beautiful thing about baseball, is sometimes you don't have success, or you don't do what your abilities would have you to do and have you to succeed in certain ways. Why? Because baseball. That's what's great about this game. It doesn't care that you wake up and you're a former Cy Young winner. It doesn't care that you wake up and you are last year's home run champion. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton went 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts and then comes back yesterday and hits 2 home runs in the same game. That's baseball. Keuchel, it may just be baseball, not Keuchel. That's what I sense when I see that the league is taking notice of this Houston Astros team. When you have people like Buster Olney saying, the Astros won last year, and this year they haven't slowed down, and they're clearly the team to beat. The Astros have a stellar pitching staff that basically makes you say, oh my gosh, we have to face him again. See, in a recent interview I was allowed to take part in, where I was a guest host on Talking Stros, we spoke with Chucky Robinson, one of the catching prospects of the Astros, and we asked him what the biggest adjustment was from college baseball to pro. And we're just talking about minors. But Chucky brought up a great point. He said in college, they face the best pitcher on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, you get decent pitchers. But in the minors, and I'm sure in the majors, you get everybody's Friday night pitcher. See, the Astros, you get everybody's Game 1 World Series starter. For 5 arms in the stinking rotation. I mean, even Charlie Morton, who's been transformed from an injury-plagued pitcher who didn't have any hope, or just when we signed him, a few baseball geniuses, i.e. Jason Marbach, who writes phenomenal stuff, helps us out at Astros411.com on Facebook, check us out, said, man, this guy Charlie Morton's good. And everybody's like, ah, who's Charlie Morton? Uncle Morty, Uncle Charlie, who's this guy? He was from the Phillies. He hasn't pitched a full season. Well, you know what? Now he has. A full season last year, and this year it looks amazing. And it's his curveball. And thank you, Brent Strom. He is the real MVP here. But this rotation and this lineup, no matter who's in or who's out, is the best team top to bottom. Now, will other teams compete? Absolutely. Are the Angels looking strong and what they're able to do offensively? For sure. Are the Rangers? What about the Oakland A's? I don't know about that. The White Sox might surprise people in the AL. I'm thinking the White Sox will be in contention for a playoff spot. But regardless, whether it's the Yankees or the Red Sox or, golly, the Blue Jays, they still don't have the depth and they still don't have the quality of players across the board that the Houston Astros have. The season has taken notice, and everybody, I promise you, is worried that they will not have a seat at the championship table because the Astros have reserved that spot. And that wraps up this episode, episode 5 of H-Town Wheelhouse Podcast. Check us out at astros411.com. Check me out at @HTown_Wheelhouse on Twitter. See what's going on with Astros Nation. Let's go, baby. Keep that number one seed. Keep those pitchers rolling. Let's keep hitting. Let's start banging out more home runs. We got this. And I promise you, you will see great things from this Houston Astros team. Y'all have a great one, Houston. Enjoy the day off. And let's welcome the visitors into town and get another sweep. Y'all have a happy Thursday. This is Brett Chancy signing off. Peace.